Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and tonight we have a great show. We have Dean Martin, Ella Fitzgerald, Glenn Gray, and many more, so stick around. Now, to get us started, we'll be hearing from John Pizzarelli. We'll have the Pied Pipers with Joe Stafford, and right now it's Glenn Miller and Tuxedo Junction.
Didn't know about it. No, I know every time I went out. Romance was a thing I kidded about. How could I know about love I didn't know?
In June, how about you? I like a Gershwin tune. How about you? I love a fireside when a storm is due. I like potato chips, moonlight motor trips. How about you? I'm mad about good books, I can't get my fill, and Franklin Roosevelt's looks give me a thrill. Holding hands in a movie show when all the lights are low may not be new, but I like it. How about you? I'd love to dream of fame, maybe I'll shine. Love to see your name right beside mine. I can't see we're in harmony. Looks like we both agree on what to do, and I like it. How about you? Yes, I like it. How about you?
That was John Pizzarelli, backed up by the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra from a CD he put out called Dear Mr. Sinatra. And Burton Lane wrote the song, How About You, back in 1941. It was in one of those famous Judy Garland, Mickey Rooney films called Babes on Broadway. Before that, it was the Pied Pipers and Joe Stafford on lead vocal with the Duke Ellington Bob Russell tune called I Didn't Know About You. And we started with Glenn Miller and one of those classic jazz songs from the big band era recorded on This Week in 1940 as his band played Tuxedo Junction for the RCA Victor Studios in Manhattan. The flip side of the record, released on Bluebird label, was Danny Boy. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, it was on this week in 1862 that Thomas A. Edison, always looking for a way to do something new, came up with this idea. He printed the Weekly Herald and distributed it to train passengers traveling between Port Huron and Detroit. The strange thing is, it was the first time a newspaper had been printed on the train, and a big hit. Back to more music on Swing. We have Helen Humes coming up. It'll be Buddy Greco. And right now, it's Louis Armstrong and I'll Never Be the Same.
I'll never be the same. Stars have lost their meaning for me. I'll never be the same. Nothing's what it once used to be. And when the songbirds that sing tell me spring, I can't believe this song. Once love was king, but king can't be wrong. Yes, I'll never be the same. There is such an ache in my heart. Never be the same since we apart. Though there's a lot a smile may hide, I know down deep inside I'll never be the same. Never be the same again. And when the songbirds that sing tell me it's spring, I can't believe this song. Oh, once love was king, but king can be wrong. Yes, I'll never be the same. There is such an ache in my heart. Never be the same since we apart. Though there's a lot that a smile may hide, I know down deep inside, yes, I'll never be the same. Never be the same. Oh.
Near me to cheer me, believe me, they knew. hurt me, desert me when I needed you. Yes, you, you're driving me crazy. What did I do to you?
Is it an earthquake or simply a shock? Is it that good turtle soup or me a little mock? Is it a cocktail, this feeling of joy? Or is what I feel the real McCoy? Is it for all time or simply a lark? Is it Granada icy or only Asbury Park? Is it a fancy not worth thinking of? Or is it a long last love? Is it an earthquake or simply a shock? Is it that good turtle soup or is it merely the mock? Is it a cocktail, this feeling of joy? Or is what I feel the real McCoy? Is it for all time or simply a lark? Is it Granada icy or only Asbury Park? Is it a fancy not worth thinking of?
He can belt out a song, can't he? That's Buddy Greco, and a song called At Long Last Love, written by Cole Porter. He wrote the words and music back in 1938. Before that, Helen Humes with the Marty Paich Dectet, and a Walter Donaldson tune. He wrote the words and the music in 1932, You're Driving Me Crazy. This recorded in September of 1960. And we started with Louis Armstrong with the Oscar Peterson Quintet, and I'll Never Be the Same. Gus Kahn, Marty Malnack wrote that back in 1932. Pianist Lil Hardin Armstrong was born on this week in 1898 in Memphis. She was the toast of Chicago, even before marrying trumpeter Louis Armstrong in 1924 and shepherded the early stages of his career to the point of straining their marriage, which ended in 1938. Let's see what happened on this day in history. Oh, the Smith Corona Manufacturing Company of New York City began selling portable electric typewriters on this week in 1957. The first machine was a portable of, get this, 19 pounds. Well, soon other manufacturers offered similar models made of lighter weight plastics, but with a lot less of the sophisticated workings inside. Back to more music on Swing. It'll be Dean Martin with Nelson Riddle. We'll have Ella Fitzgerald, and here's Glenn Gray and Study in Brown.
Palace ballroom, but gee, that palace is cheap. When I get back to my chilly hall room, I'm much too tired to sleep. I'm one of those lady teachers, a beautiful hostess, you know, one that the palace features at exactly a dime a throw. dance a dance. That's what they pay me. Gosh, how they weigh me down. 10 cents a dance. Pansies and rough guys. Tough guys who tear my gown. 7 to midnight, I hear drums. Loudly the saxophone blows. Trumpets are tearing my eardrums. Customers crush my toes. Sometimes I think I've found my hero, but it's a queer romance. All that you need is a ticket. Come on, big boy, 10 cents a dance. Fighters and sailors and bow-legged tailors can pay for their tickets and rent me. Butchers and bobbers and rats from the harbors are sweethearts my good luck has sent me. Though I've a chorus of elderly beaux, stockings are porous with holes at the toes, I'm here till closing time. Dance and be merry, it's only a dime. Sometimes I think I've found my hero, but it's a queer romance. You need is a ticket. Come on, big boy, 10 cents a
time, gal, you're turning night into day. Sleepy time, gal, you dance the evening away. Before each silvery star fades out of sight, please give me one little kiss, then let us whisper goodnight. It's getting late and dear, your pillow's waiting. Sleepy time, gal, when all your dancing is through. Sleepy time, gal, I'll find a cottage for you. You will learn to cook and to sew. What's more, you'll love what I know. When you're a stay-at-home, play-at-home, 8 o'clock, sleepy time, gal. It's getting late and dear, your fellow's waiting. Sleepy time, girl, when all your dancing is through. Sleepy time, girl, I'll find a cottage for you. You'll learn to cook and to sew. What's more, you'll love it, I know. When you're a stay at home, play at home, 8 o'clock, sleepy time, yeah.
Great song by Dean Martin with Nelson Riddle's orchestra from 1926. It was Sleepy Time Gal. Good song on the hit parade number of times between 1926 and 1944, introduced originally by Ben Burney. We heard from Ella Fitzgerald with Buddy Bregman's orchestra, a Rodgers and Hart tune from 1930 called 10 Cents a Dance. Ruth Etting made this popular back in the late 20s. Doris Day sang it several times, including in a film called Love Me or Leave Me. And we heard from Glenn Gray, who recorded this song on this day, in 1937. It was called Study in Brown. We're going to take a little break right now. Be back after the break with Frank Sinatra. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the second half of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and we have lots more great stuff coming up. In the next 10 minutes, it'll be Sarah Vaughan. We'll have Shorty Rogers Orchestra. And right now, it's Frank Sinatra with Harry James Orchestra and All or Nothing at All.
All or nothing at all. Half a love never appealed to me. If your heart never could yield to me, then I'd rather have nothing at all or nothing at all. If it's love, there is no in between. Why begin and cry for something that might have been? No, I'd rather have nothing at all. Oh, please don't bring your lips so close to my cheek. Don't smile or I'll be lost beyond recall. The kiss in your eyes and the touch of your hand makes me weak, and my heart may grow dizzy and fall. And if I fell under the spell of your call, I would be caught in the undertow. And so you see, I've got to say no, no. All or nothing at all. Thank you.
gently waiting. Oh, be that lovely low. Where are you? Are you forgetting? Will you remember? Will you return? I cover the waterfront.
And you're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB, and I'm Bill Cartwright. Well, I hate to admit it, but I think in the 12 years I've been doing this program in this time slot, I don't think I played this song before. This was Sarah Vaughan and a song called I Cover the Waterfront, which was from a film of the same name. This introduced by Ben Burney back in 1933. Before that, Shorty Rogers with a Robert Allen tune, a good one called No Such Luck. This recorded in December of 1958. And Frank Sinatra made his debut as the vocalist on radio's Your Hit Parade on this night in 1943. Frankie had left the Tommy Dorsey Band just 4 months prior to the beginning of the radio program. And Frank Sinatra was described as the biggest name in the business. What we heard was Frank Sinatra and All or Nothing at All, not with Tommy Dorsey, but with Harry James and his orchestra. This song, a big one, on the hit parade, number one in 1943. Well, it was on this week back in 1926 that George Gianni of New York City became famous as the Charleston Endurance Dance Champion. With his new dance craze sweeping the United States, Gianni decided to make good on it by dancing nonstop for 22 hours and 30 minutes. Wow! When he finally collapsed, his legs wouldn't stop flapping. All right, back to more music on Swing. We'll have Dick Hames with Harry James. We'll have Keeley Smith with Nelson Riddle. And here's Benny Goodman and his famous recording of Memories of You.
Thank you.
shadows bring. What lonely hours with memories lingering like faded flowers. Life can mean anything when your lover's
That's Dick Hames with the Harry James Orchestra and some interesting lyrics in that song, I'll Get By As Long As I Have You, written by Roy Turk back in 1928, this number one on the hit parade in 1944. Before that, one of my favorites, Keeley Smith with Nelson Riddle with an Einar Swan tune from 1931 called When Your Lover Has Gone. And a song written by U.B. Blake was featured here by Benny Goodman called Memories of You. U.B. Blake was born on this week in 1883 in Baltimore. He was a bandleader, pianist, and he wrote over 1,000 songs. And the man lived 100 years, died 5 days after his 100th year. We have time. Let me see, looking at the time here, not too much more time. Here's Bobby Darin right now in his terrific recording of Blue Skies.
Never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, my, how they fly. Oh, blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song. Nothing but blue birds all day long. I never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days are hurrying by. When you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on. Never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days are hurrying by. When you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue.
Well, folks, sorry to break in, but we're running out of time. This is the Count Basie Orchestra and a song called Count Me In. And we heard from Bobby Darin, and he let it all out with Blue Skies. Well, folks, we're out of time, and this is about it. This is Bill Cartwright saying thanks so very much for being with us tonight. Hope you'll come back next weekend, Saturday night between 10 and 11, for lots more wonderful music on Swing. Stand by now for Lee Hay and the Blues. It's coming up next.